Switching gears now, Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and Americans will spend about $26 billion on dinner, chocolates, wine, and of course, roses. It will be hard to escape the red rose for the next few days. They will be everywhere. But these little blooms have been on a big journey, and as it turns out, the whole global economy can be wrapped up in a single rose. NPR's Stacey Vanek-Smith has the story.
Chances are your Valentine's Day bouquet began life near the equator, in Ethiopia or Colombia or Ecuador, maybe even at Eden Roses. Maria Fernanda and her family have been farming flowers in the mountains of Ecuador for more than 35 years.
We are in a small city that is called Cayambe, surrounded by mountains. So everything you see is mountains and nature. And a lot of flowers.
About 2,500 different kinds of roses, all being grown in the Andes Mountains, about 10,000 feet above sea level. The altitude apparently makes the roses very vibrant and tall and plump. Ecuador grows some of the finest roses in the world. But Fernanda says, this year was rough.
It's hard. Probably it was one of the hardest times. We don't know what will happen.
Eden Farms makes about a third of its money for the year on Valentine's Day. And Fernanda says this year, inflation has been devastating. Labor costs are way up, electricity costs are way up, and the war in Ukraine has hit the flower industry hard. Russia is one of the top producers of fertilizer in the world.
It's harder to bring fertilizers here. We have an increase around the 50 to 100% of the price.
And then there are the transportation costs, fuel, and also airfare. Most roses will be packed into crates and loaded into giant hollowed-out airplanes headed for the U.S., Australia, or 6,000 miles away to one of the floral centers of the world, Holland. About a third of the world's flowers go through Holland every day.
Hi, I'm Michel van Schie. I'm spokesman for Royal Flora Holland.
Royal Flora Holland is a giant flower clearinghouse. They have a warehouse the size of 220 football fields. Workers ride bicycles across it.
Now, to be modest, the biggest one in the world.
The biggest. How many flowers and plants do you deal with a year?
11 billion last year.
3 billion of those were roses. But Van Schie says this has been a rough Valentine's for the rose business, the biggest day of the year for the cut flower industry. Van Schie hears from rose growers all over the world, like Maria Fernanda, and they're all saying the same thing, that costs are rising for everything. And at the same time, more people are watching their spending. So the price growers are getting at auction, about 40 cents per rose on average, is not enough to keep up with costs.
For that reason, some growers have decided to stop producing, and that influences, of course, the number and also the quality of the roses.
Van Schie says a lot of growers have just thrown in the towel. They are done with roses. In Africa, Europe, and South America, way fewer roses are being grown. But don't have to panic, Van Schie says. There's not a rose shortage, but
I would say don't wait until the afternoon of Valentine's Day, because maybe then you are too late.
By then, he says, prices will be higher and quality could be very hard to find. The average cost of a dozen roses in the U.S. is up to about $80 this year. It's a lot more in some states, which sounds pricey. But consider that by the time you see the roses, they have been picked, packed into crates, flown across the world, unpacked, put into buckets, displayed and sold at auction, packed back into crates, flown across the world again, trucked to a shop, unpacked, dethorned, trimmed, rolled into a bouquet, loaded back into a truck and delivered to your Valentine. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.